Little Paul Simon to get us going here in our next segment of the program as we talk photography. You may not consider yourself a photographer or a great one, but here you are in your pocket. You probably have a camera built into your smartphone. And you may take pictures with it almost every day. Larry Mueller here will have a few tips for you about taking photos and better camera equipment. Your photos could more, maybe better capture the important events and the people in your life. Here to tell us how, Jeff Dobbs, General Manager of Mike Crivello's Camera and Imaging Center in Brookfield, Wisconsin. It's great to have Jeff with us. And as we talk with him, I hope you'll join in with your own questions or comments. Are you thinking about buying a digital or maybe a film camera? You want to take better photos with the equipment you have, maybe? Give us a call. The number is 800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. Or you can send an email to talk@wpr.org. That's talk@wpr.org. Jeff Dobbs, welcome to the show. Thank you for taking time to be with us today.
Pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Well, I think it's been since 1969, Mike Crivello's Camera Center has been in operation in the Milwaukee area. Is that right?
That's correct.
And you've been the general manager there, I believe, for a long time.
Well, I've been in the photo industry, I'm starting to tell people, 40 years now. And I've been at Mike Crivello's for 24 and either a manager or general manager for a good portion of that.
Oh, man. What's the biggest change in photography equipment you've seen over the past decades?
Well, certainly the digital revolution from the 1990s until the year 2000, when we were selling $30,000 cameras that today we could replace with easily a $400 or $500 camera. It's probably about 10 times better. But now we're going through another revolution in cameras that's very exciting. And it's a mirrorless camera replacing a mirrored camera called a digital SLR digital single lens reflex, basically standing for the fact that it has a mirror in it. But now they've hybrided the camera and the video together, and they have a tracking system in the new mirrorless cameras that'll identify a human face or an animal and track it wherever it may go. It's a huge advantage when it comes to keeping pictures in focus.
Oh, man. Is it ever... and this whole business of smartphones, I think there were a lot of camera places that may have gone out of business when the smartphones came in.
Well, the smartphones and online dealers having an unfair tax advantage for many years put camera stores out of business. But we persevered, and now we're looking at a whole new world where the young people are coming in our store and, teenagers through early 20s, and they love film photography again. And so our lab has been very busy. We sell used film photography cameras, and it's a very exciting thing to see a lot of young people who lived in the age of the digital phone their whole lives, but they're more interested in an analog camera, and it's very fascinating.
What's the, and I remember my days with analog cameras, which the quality of the picture is different, isn't it?
Yeah, they seem to really like the look of the film camera. It's a look that some of the digital cameras have tried to digitally create, but there's certainly a look of the film camera that a lot of the young people like. And the interesting thing about it is that they all think it's a miracle if the picture turns out.
Megan Boysfield called to say that she has difficulty taking photos of food without getting a glare. And there's all kinds. What do you suggest in a situation like that?
Well, you have to put something that's white translucent between the light source, be it if it's an artificial light source or the sun may be coming through a window, that's going to make the light much less harsh and soften it, much like the clouds do when the sun is behind it. It becomes a very large, soft light source, and everything looks very good. Out in the middle of the day, with the sun being very harsh, everything looks very harsh and contrasty. So you have to soften the light.
Yeah, it's like the old saw about taking photos at noon is not a good time. The middle of the day is not the best time to be taking photos.
Absolutely. In fact, the golden hour of photography, either in the morning or the evening, is still a rule that applied to film photography, black and white photography, and current digital photography of all types today, because the quality of light is more important than the medium that you're using to capture it.
So which hours in the morning and in the evening are best?
Well, usually a couple hours after sunrise and a couple hours before sunset is the best time to shoot most things. You have an angled light and much more complementary. And then also the overcast. Many people overlook the fact that when you shoot pictures in the overcast, let's say of flowers, that the colors will pop and the clarity will pop, and you'll probably like them a whole lot better than shooting in the hot, glary sun.
Yeah. Andy in Stevens Point has something for us. Let's go there. Hi, Andy.
Hi. Good afternoon. I've got a question about selling some Hasselblad equipment. I'd like to move into digital, but in order to afford it, I've got to get rid of some other stuff before I do it. And I'm just wondering if there still is a market for medium format film cameras.
Well, the market's getting better on that every day. And you bought the Hasselblad cameras are about the finest that there are. And if they're mechanical ones that don't require batteries, they'd be very desired. The only problem with the Hasselblads are the ones that do require batteries that you can't get any longer. But then there's still the lenses that would certainly have some significant value. And we'd be happy to take a look at it for you.
Yeah, there you go, Andy. Thank you very much for calling. Appreciate your call. You can join in, too, at 800-642-1234. Email to talk@wpr.org. And speaking of that, Bob emailed to say, I've had this camera for many years and still mostly use the automatic setting. What are some good ways to go to get beyond autofocus and learn more about the camera and the various settings and options?
Well, one thing that we do here at the store is we have both classes for a number of people who maybe just bought a camera or people who want to learn more about the specifics of photography. And then we also have a guy here who will do one-on-one tutorials with people. But quite commonly what people do today is they go to, let's say, the Canon Camera Learning Center or the Nikon Camera Learning Center, and they go and watch tutorials on specific things that people are shooting pictures of. And a lot of times that will pertain to, you know, your interests as well.
What are the differences between the photos you can take with an iPhone versus a high-end digital or film camera?
Well, typically the biggest difference in image quality you're going to get from a phone to a camera is going to be due to the sensor size itself. A physically large sensor in a camera is a good thing for image quality. The phone will always be dictated by the size of the phone, even though that changes a little bit over time. They use a very small sensor in it, the size of maybe a pinky nail. And in a professional digital camera, we use a sensor the size that film was, 35 millimeter film typically, and it's 24 by 36 millimeters, and it's about 10 times the size of the sensor in the phone. And the bigger the sensor, you can either put more pixels into it or you can make them better in low light. The combination that people are buying today is a combination of a 24 megapixel digital camera in a full frame sensor size, and the quality of it is it's better than it's ever been in the history of photography.
Yeah, interesting. Kathleen in Madison, your turn. Hi, Kathleen.
Hello, Larry. I really enjoy this conversation today. So my dad was a photographer for the Los Angeles Times for 20 years. And I remember when I was just a little kid, he set up one of his cameras through one of our bedroom windows to catch a lightning storm over Ventura, California. And he just had it set to go off every 10 seconds or something like that. Ran through like three rolls just trying to get one shot, which is something that, you know, I'm sure we still have some things like that today, but, you know, you don't have to kind of sit there and hover like that.
But he wanted the perfect picture.
Yeah, he covered, you know, every wildfire season that there was in L.A. County for the longest time, and the 1989 earthquake and stuff. And so it was always, as a kid, for me, it was always about the story behind the camera as much as it was the story in the picture. So.
Interesting. Kathleen, thanks for calling. Comment, Jeff?
Well, I think that today a lot of people are very snap-happy with digital cameras and shoot thousands of pictures that really aren't fantastic, where the guys in the past who were shooting the film cameras and working for the news agencies were based on timing of things, but they certainly shot up a lot of film to make sure that they got something worthwhile for their assignments.
Yeah, absolutely. Kathleen, that's a great story. Thank you so much for calling. Appreciate it. You can join in, too. Number to call, 800-642-1234. Email to talk at WPR.org. Talking with Jeff Dobbs, general manager of Mike Rivello's Camera and Imaging Center, Mike Rivello's Camera and Imaging Center in Brookfield, Wisconsin. I'm Larry Mueller for WPR News. Question about photography or cameras? You've come to the right place here. Jeff Dobbs is ready to answer your questions. Jeff, general manager of Mike Rivello's Camera and Imaging Center in Brookfield, Wisconsin. Number to call, 800-642-1234. Email to talk at WPR.org. Let's go to Mike in Rice Lake. Mike, thank you for calling.
Good afternoon. Thank you for taking my call. I have a Canon digital camera, and I'm curious about the lifespan of the digital camera. I keep hearing it's good for so many shots, and then you can't do anything with it anymore. Is that true, or, you know, what is the expected lifespan of a digital camera like that?
Canon makes pretty good camera. Canon makes a pretty good camera, Jeff. But comment on Mike's question.
I love that question. I think that's a great question. So they do rate the shutters on cameras, and I think a lot of that is to tell you the difference between, let's say, a consumer camera and a professional camera and the expectations of the shutter. Let's say being on a professional camera can be in the hundreds of thousands, but rarely in 40 years have I replaced shutters in cameras where people have actually worn them out. And I can comically say that I've probably replaced more shutters in cameras where people have put their fingers through them than have needed to replace them by wearing them out.
Okay. Well, Canon came up. When a customer comes into your store wants an all-around good camera, what do you recommend?
Well, we recommend all the major manufacturers, which are Nikon, Canon, Olympus, Sony, and they're pretty much the main players out there. There's not too many small manufacturers out there any longer. We do sell Pentax Ricoh, which is a little more obscure, but they make some attractive cameras too. But we carry most of the main lines of all the cameras.
Bobby in Windsor, your turn. Hi, Bobby.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Appreciate the call. What's on your mind?
Well, I heard you guys talking about cameras and whatnot, and I just had a little advice for anybody using a phone camera. Pretty much, it works with most of them, Google, phones, iPhones. if you focus the picture and you have flash on and you quickly take that picture, it doesn't take it immediately. So if you quickly turn down the brightness, if you know how to do that on your phone, it'll be perfect. Like, the flash will still work, and the darkness will, the picture will be darker with the flash. So that takes away the glare.
Bobby, thanks for calling. Jeff, that correct?
Well, you know, quite often the flash is something that people just don't use anymore because they don't understand it. Older people out there who use flashes for many years because they had to. The camera was no good in low light. Today you have cameras that are fantastic in low light, but it doesn't mean you shouldn't use a flash. A flash will provide a little light in particular to the front of a person's face, which a lot of people still find to be much more pleasing than to have them have a harshness of light, maybe, let's say, from a baseball hat covering up their eyes. So a flash becomes really valuable in those kind of circumstances.
Lynn in Coon Valley, your turn. Hi, Lynn.
Yes, I have a question if photography is the best way for me to go. I have some old church documents. They're on yellowish paper. Some of them are actually in pencil, but some are in pen. So the best way to make a copy of them, so when looking at them you don't have to be handling the originals, is photography the way to go?
I think photography is still a standard that, you know, everybody uses to document images. You know, it's not too hard to capture a picture of a document with a camera. And the way to make that really good would be to put it in a little light tent, which is a device that you can get for either objects or, in this case, to put a printed material in there. And that way you would get it a very even, nice light to it, and it would reproduce excellent.
Yeah, it should, Lynn. Good luck. Thank you for calling. Samantha in Independence, Wisconsin, called to say she remembered using her father's big instant camera, enjoyed using it while wasting film. Are those cameras coming back at all? I'm reminded of the Polaroids. I think I still have a Polaroid camera somewhere in my closet.
Well, some of them are worth money again. If it looks like the Tasmanian devil, it's worth a couple hundred. there certainly is interest in the Polaroid again. I think some of that might have come from some of the musicians like Taylor Swift. I'm not sure. Using Polaroid cameras. There's a local company called Retrospect here in Milwaukee that deals with retro things, and Polaroid cameras are a big part of what they do. And I do have film for Polaroid 600 cameras and SX70 cameras. I believe most of the rest of the film is discontinued and you wouldn't be able to use those cameras.
So you still have the film available. I didn't even know it was still available. Yeah,
Those were 600 and SX70, but those were the bulk of the cameras that they sold.
I'll have to remember that and dig around and find my Polaroid. Do you mail things like that?
Yeah, we can certainly ship things out to customers like that. It's no problem.
Ah, Mike in Minocqua, your turn. Hi, Mike.
Hey, Larry, how you doing?
Good. Appreciate the call.
I'm just starting to do a little bit of bird watching with a group, and I was just wondering what the best camera is for that kind of action. You know, at a distance with them moving and that, you know, that kind of. That kind of picture. Does he have a suggestion?
We sell a lot of Olympus cameras to bird watchers, and a lot of those people are on Facebook under Wisconsin Wildlife. And what they do is they provide a camera that's a very modern mirrorless camera with a relatively small telephoto lens that you can now hand hold. You don't really need a tripod. And the quality and effectiveness of that type of bird photography is easily better than it's ever been in history of trying to capture any pictures.
So what was it again, the name of the camera?
Olympus is one of the cameras that we use quite often because they're just physically smaller. Some people like that, and the lenses are physically smaller, but we also do sell a lot of full frame size cameras from Nikon and Canon and Sony. and then the lenses become physically relatively large, let's say like 2 feet long and relatively heavy in comparison to an Olympus, which might be half of that size.
Oh, Mike, there you go. Something to look into. Omar in Milwaukee, we'll go to you. Hi, Omar.
Hi, how you doing? Good afternoon.
Hi.
I have been a client at Microvelos, and one of the things that I would like to let other people know is that their service, it goes way beyond the selling of cameras and lenses. They have a lot of knowledge when it comes to getting all the equipment back in order, getting it restored. I had an experience that was still grateful, or an amazing experience. They guided me on getting an old Kodak Retinet, which is almost a 70 years old camera. And they helped me to find the right place to get it restored. And it was just a very pleasant experience among others, you know, provided by Troy, by John, obviously by Jeff. So it's not just about buying equipment, but they have plenty of experience to share with us, their clients.
Omar, thank you very much for calling. Jeff, that's always a nice thing to hear, I'm sure.
I know who Omar is by his voice, and he's a heck of a nice guy, and I appreciate him saying that.
Yeah, well, Omar, I appreciate it as well. Thank you for calling. Kathy in Fifield will go to you. Hi, Kathy.
I'm looking for a good point-and-shoot camera that I can just grab and shoot with for birds. I currently have a Sony camera, but in low light, it isn't the best. So what is the best point-and-shoot camera for birds?
We've been doing a lot with a Nikon cameras called the P950 and the P1000, and they have the longest conventional lenses on any camera. A lot of the point-and-shoot cameras were discontinued over the years. These are a little bit physically bigger, but if there's a bird up in the tree and you have one of those cameras, you zoom in optically on it, and it is absolutely fantastic. You'll fill the whole viewfinder with just the bird.
Now somebody's going to say, what kind of camera was that again?
Nikon P950 or P1000. They're both current.
Nikon.
Yeah, those are Nikons.
Yeah, Nikon. There you go, Kathy. Thank you very much for calling. Appreciate your question. Photo restoration work. Do you guys can you colorize old photos, for example?
We do. We have the greatest photo restoration artist that there is. His name is Gary, and he only works here 2 days a week now, Mondays and Tuesdays. But he's an incredible value to have. He can colorize pictures that are absolutely fantastic. Either do an automated process, or he can go in there and he can add one color at a time from, let's say, a different picture that showed some the color of somebody's hair or known values like a military outfit. But we certainly do that all the time, and we are absolutely blessed to have one of the best photo restoration artists that there is available.
I have a relative who is in a memory care facility, and one of the things I like to do is take photos. I go through the old photos and take them in, and we can look at those photos and talk about those photos. And some of them are much better taken care of than others. What's the best way to protect and keep printed photos?
Well, we use a process today. We just bought a brand new printer, and we use a process today that's really 100-year archival. But when you say 100-year archival, it means it's not sitting in the window, whereas the window light is certainly going to fade it over time. But they are pretty permanent. If you ever wanted to make it more permanent, you could do some kind of laminate to the front of it, or some kind of protectorate to the front of it, or even putting it in a frame with, let's say, some kind of protective glass on front of it, too.
Yeah. Many digital cameras now can shoot video. I would imagine the quality of that will vary quite a bit depending on the camera.
The quality of a current consumer product doing video today is almost as good as the stuff that they use in Hollywood to make motion pictures with. And someday somebody's kid is going to get a hold of a common camera and make a motion picture and have it do well in the movie theaters, because the only thing he needs is a tool that's in his hand, which is a consumer product camera. And there are people who have come and rented cameras or purchased cameras from me that have made motion pictures, much like a guy named Tate Bunker, who was the head of film school at UW-Milwaukee, made a movie that's a great movie called The Field. And that was all done with a consumer product, but professional end of consumer product digital camera.
Oh, Jeff, a pleasure. I hope you can come back and be with us again. This is great. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Very appreciate it.
Jeff Dobbs, general manager of Mike Crivello's Camera and Imaging Center in Brookfield. Thanks to him, and thank you very much for listening, and stay with us. Lots in store on WPR. I'm Larry Mueller. Mama, take my phone.